He just blanked to care.
Well, he just got why he got careless and let his farm run down and didn't seem to care about it.
If you think something and you don't know it, you might say, well, I think, but
I'm not sure.
If you had been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I have been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it?
I've been thinking over it. I've been giving it a serious thought over about it.
If you had been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? You would say, I was
discussing it with him, talking to him about it.
You might say you live in a frame. Excuse me.
Frame house.
Are there other kinds of houses around you?
Brick houses, stone houses, block houses.
The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called
the barn.
The building you store corn in is a
crib.
What do you call a building, a part of a building where you store grain?
That's part of the barn.
I suppose there's a separate building for grain.
Well, you will call that the grain bin.
The upper part of the barn is called
the loft.
Are there other places where you might store hay in the barn?
Yes, you have. Sometimes you have side shelters for hay and corn. There's shelters made around the barn.
You have any name for those?
Call them outhouse. Outside house where you store it down, where you fill up your big barns and you fill your little ones.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
You bale it. Put it in bales and stack it, and then you shock it. Have the
what is the shape of the pile? What do you call that pile?
Call it a haystack.
And what is the cart used to bring in the hay called?
Hay lift. And call some hay lifts and some wagon.
Hay piled up outside the barn is called a what?
That's known as a shock. A hay shock. The cows stand around it and eat off it.
When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?